Good morning, it's time for the K-State Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond. Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Now, with this whole outbreak we've got going on, it's important to be very safe about food and what we put in our bodies, where we buy it from, and you've got some tips on that.
That's right. As our public health officials are continuing to investigate the multi-state cyclospora outbreak, I thought I'd share a few tips this morning for taking some precautions when purchasing or preparing or consuming some fresh produce. As many know, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment has reported cases of cyclosporosis in 2026 in Kansas, and that number has been on the increase here recently in the last few weeks. Cyclospora is a microscopic parasite that can infect the intestinal tract and cause prolonged gastrointestinal illness. And common symptoms that aren't very pleasant can include some watery diarrhea, abdominal cramping, loss of appetite, fatigue, weight loss, and nausea as well. And the challenge is that those symptoms may take up to 2 weeks to appear after exposure, and they can also last for several weeks if it's left untreated. While the illness is rarely life-threatening, it can significantly affect a person's health and daily activities. Cyclospora is commonly linked to fresh fruits and vegetables that have been contaminated while growing or during harvesting or processing. In previous outbreaks, foods such as lettuce, cilantro, basil, green onions, raspberries, and other fresh produce have been implicated. And the warm, humid conditions can also help that parasite survive in the environment as well. So consumers can reduce their risk of infection by making sure to wash produce thoroughly, make sure to rinse all fruits and vegetables under running water before eating, cutting, or cooking, make sure to use a clean produce brush to scrub firm produce such as melons and cucumbers, remove and discard outer leaves from lettuce and leafy greens, make sure to cut away any damaged or bruised areas of fruit or vegetables before preparing and eating, and also make sure to refrigerate cut, peeled, or cooked fruits and vegetables as soon as possible. Also make sure you can also cook foods when possible. Heat destroys the parasite, and cooking foods to 158 degrees may also inactivate the parasite. So make sure to cook vegetables and herbs whenever practical, especially if you're cooking for vulnerable populations such as older adults, young children, and people who may have weakened immune systems. Also make sure to prevent cross-contamination by washing your hands with soap and water before preparing food. Make sure to use clean and sanitized cutting boards, utensils, countertops, and food contact surfaces, and make sure to keep ready-to-eat food separate from raw produce during preparation. And also, finally, make sure to drink safe water, especially avoid drinking water from any questionable sources, especially when traveling, and make sure to follow those local public health advisories as well when regarding drinking water safely. For additional information about cyclospora and for food safety concern or information, you're welcome to visit the Kansas Department of Health and Environment or the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And you're also welcome to contact myself in the Garnett office at 785-448-6826 or the Frontier District website at frontierdistrict.ksu.edu.
And make sure everybody stays safe. Be careful what you're eating and how you eat it. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Mayor Dezine, Extension District Director, Agriculture and Natural Resources, 4-H Youth Development Agent, Abby Powell.